Sorry.
Hello, welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Melanie, and my friend Sean.
Hey, sugar lips.
Hey, meat pie. Review every single episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and discuss in depth, and try to somehow make the episodes relate to our lives.
Exactly.
We are doing season 2, episode 12, Bad Eggs.
One of my favorites.
This is one of your favorites?
I like this one.
Okay. All right. So you guys, you know, every episode we try to come up with some topic to talk about that relates the episode to ourselves. It's not always easy. So for this one, we were like, well, what do we talk about? We could talk about babies. We could talk about...
Parenting.
We could talk about, I said, the unexpected consequences of sex. That got vetoed quickly. And then we landed on eggs.
Who doesn't like eggs?
Yes. Les oeufs.
You're bringing it back to the previous episode.
See, I
like it.
Bring it around. Okay. So I said, okay, eggs in popular culture.
Just eggs.
Eggs. What you got, Sean? How do you like your eggs? What's your go-to egg order?
So I would say I'm 50-50 between scrambled.
Yeah.
But they had to be really scrambled. I don't like...
Like scrambled hard?
What does scrambled hard mean?
It means it's like dry scrambled.
No, I do like them...
Like well done.
I do like them moist, but I don't like them... Like I don't like the bits of white. Like my friend used to...
But like you want it really mixed up.
Mixed up together. Oh, okay. Like my friend used to call it egg snot. Like the white.
Yeah.
So yeah... So I like them scrambled.
Yeah.
But about 10 years ago, I found out what over medium meant.
Same.
And I do like my eggs
changed
over medium.
My world.
Yeah.
It's hard to find good over medium eggs.
It's an art.
It really is. I'm the same. Scrambled or over medium for me. Although I do like a good hard-boiled egg. This is quality content right here, you guys. This is why you come listen to this podcast.
So I think I've told you before, like there's a lot of foods I did not try until later in my life.
Yeah.
I don't think I had a hard-boiled egg until I was 40.
What?
Yep.
How is that possible?
I just thought I wouldn't like it. Oh, no, that's a mayo thing. I have mayo issues.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
Boy, I'm learning about you.
Like if it's on like a burger or a sandwich, I'm okay. But like
a salad. But you like potato salad.
I only like the Publix New York style potato salad. It's growing on me. I'm eating more of it than I used to.
All right.
But
interesting.
Now, I mean, I'm a hard-boiled egg fan.
All right.
Like, I don't consider that like you know my usual like if I'm having eggs for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Like that's hard-boiled eggs for me are like a midday snack kind of a thing.
Okay. Have you ever had like a real chef like you know you watch Gordon Ramsay and these chefs and they make an omelet and it's very like custardy. Mm-hmm. It's like not like set, not completely set.
Yes. I do like this.
You do? I've never tried that. I mean, I don't think I am skilled enough to prepare that myself.
America's Test Kitchen has a recipe. It's easy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy. It's just, it's a low and slow thing.
And then I've seen the TikToks where they make the eggs and they just have the chopsticks and they like kind of turn it, swirl the egg. And so, but that looks very custardy and not quite set. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would like that.
I think it'll be good.
You can make it for me someday.
Of course. Right. We need to do a brunch.
Sure. I'm in. Sign me up. All right, let's talk about eggs in cinema. We just watched Aliens the other day.
Lots of eggs. Yes. Facehuggers.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The fact that they like created those pulsating eggs.
Yeah.
And they don't look so realistic in like 1977, 1978.
Yeah.
Possibly before I was born.
Shut up.
I mean, that's pretty cool. And then I think I've... A couple of days, weeks ago, we were talking about the one with Winona Ryder, the alien movie.
Four.
Yes.
Resurrection.
Resurrection, that's it. And they showed like the one like hybrid alien, but it had an ovipositor and it was dropping eggs.
An ovipositor?
That's what it's called. It deposits eggs.
Wow.
As in ovum for ovi. Breaking out the Latin.
Wow. All right.
So that was the whole alien. I mean, I like that. I think it's done well, but yeah, it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, they had a lot of different hybrids in that one because they were trying to.
Yeah.
All right. Lady Gaga arrived at an award show in an egg once. You remember that?
I do remember that. The yes.
Music Awards, maybe?
Uh-huh. I think it was like an Instagram, maybe? Like the highest liked, or the top liked photo was of an egg a few years ago.
Cadbury cream eggs.
I have not had one in a long time. I'm sure I would like them.
Oh.
But I feel like it would need to be dark chocolate, but...
Oh, I bet there is a dark chocolate version right now.
I'm sure there is.
Right?
Absolutely. Caviar?
I've never had... Well, does roe count as caviar?
Like, yeah, it's a type.
I mean, I've had that on sushi. Yeah. I've never had, like, caviar and a blini with sour cream.
No. It's the idea of the fact that knowing that it's fish eggs...
That's not the problem for me. It's the texture thing. Like, the idea texture. Of those big... Like, the roe that you get on sushi is so teeny tiny. Mm. It doesn't really burst in your mouth too much.
Right.
Like, caviar, you know,
yeah.
Burst in your mouth.
Nope.
No, thank you. I'm good. No.
I'm good. If I'm bursting in my mouth, I will get some Pop Rocks. You thought I was going to go somewhere else.
I really did. I was bracing myself.
Well, I don't think I asked you, what are your favorite types of eggs, besides the over medium?
Yeah, I like the same. I like I like all eggs. Eggs are just good. Good stuff. Do you put stuff in your eggs? Like, do you put cheese in your eggs? Do you put...
Sometimes.
Spicy stuff in your eggs?
I mean, if it's, like, purist, it's just, like, salt and pepper, and that's it. But, like, I'll do goat cheese. Oh, I'll do cheddar cheese. Yummy. Splash milk, splash cream.
When I make eggs for my husband, sometimes I put salsa in there and some cheese and
yummy, yeah, good stuff.
Fancy eggs.
I can make some fancy eggs.
I am not good with omelets.
No.
No, they tend to fall apart. It's that whole folding thing.
Yeah, you're gonna have the right pan.
Yeah, a good nonstick.
Yeah, I don't have that either. That's why I scrambled. lazy man egg. I got nothing else about eggs.
Nothing else in cinema?
I got nothing else. Eggs in cinema. Cool Hand Luke, he ate like a bunch of hard-boiled eggs. Did you ever see that?
That's right. Yeah. How about when you said Cool Hand Luke, for some reason it made me think of Moe's Bar in The Simpsons and the jar of pickled eggs that's always there?
I've never had pickled eggs.
That just sounds disgusting.
That was one of those things that when I used to bowl on bowling league, I always have a jar of pickled eggs.
At the bowling alley?
And pickled pigs.
My grandfather used to eat those. Yeah.
No, thank you.
I have my limits.
Pickled eggs are probably delicious.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because in my mind...
Pickled is good.
In my mind, I hear pickled eggs, and I think of pickled eggs in a jar at a bar, sitting there.
That's the thing, is they're not... they'd have to be refrigerated properly, you would think, right? But does the pickling brine cure them, and so you don't have to worry about it?
I think that's probably it. But still, like, if I made them myself, I don't want to... You know, toot my own horn, but if I made them myself, I think I would like them.
Yeah.
Or if you made them, I would eat them. But yeah, it's the pickled eggs at a bar.
You can't eat everybody's house.
Another Take That reference.
I'm full of them.
So besides eggs.
Yes.
What about? No, I don't want to talk about parenting. I love to talk about
it. We can talk about the egg babies. Like in this episode, egg babies. Did you have to do that in high school, egg babies?
No.
We did. I was in a class. It was like a family something class.
And right.
We did the fake wedding. We got married.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a fake wedding. We all got dressed up and go and do like fake wedding. And then we had the egg babies. And mine broke like the first day. I was a horrible egg baby mom. And then I just got another egg. Like, how do they know?
Right.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. Why don't you just hard-boil it? I don't know. That's,
you know, cheating.
Yeah, exactly. It's cheating. Yeah.
Whatever. I just needed the grade.
I mean, I did, like, a health class, and I know they did, like, sex ed in there. But no. I remember, I guess tangential to this, I think, because they were in, like, a... What?
Love tangents. Go. Do it. Let's go on a journey.
In my 10th grade health class, the teacher, like, handed out these little slips of paper. He's like, these are your dance cards. Go over to somebody else in the class and have them sign your dance card. And then go over to somebody else. And then they said, all right, this student here, it was an example, a student really didn't have, but this student has AIDS. Who had him sign your
on the dance
card? And then so that all those people, yeah. So basically they were showing how an STD could spread.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I had. I would have rather had the eggs.
Did you have sex ed class in high school? Or when?
I mean, definitely, like, in elementary. I think, like, fifth grade, we had the first... It wasn't sex ed, but, you know, your body is going to be changing kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I feel
Did
like...
they separate the boys and girls?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in, like, seventh and eighth, we had health class. And I know they touched on it, but it was more about, like, you know, these are all the things that the bad things that can happen. It wasn't true.
Yeah.
Sex education. Yes.
I heard for girls, the big thing was, body's changing. Mm-hmm. And, tampons. That was like the big, like, we were all so paranoid, scared about tampons. Can you go swimming with the tampon? And, you know, having your period, it was such a big deal. It's hard being young.
And female.
Yeah. Well, that never ends. It's hard being old and female, too. but yeah, I remember that. They're separating us out. I think it was in middle school when they did that. And then I don't know if we had, like, an actual sex ed class.
Like, nothing that was, like, a whole semester or even a quarter or anything like that.
No,
came up now and then.
Did you ever see the movie Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore? Uh-huh. And they have a sex ed class in there where they have to practice putting condoms on bananas. We definitely didn't do that.
I don't think I saw a condom in health class ever. Like, even in a wrapper.
Yeah. I remember going to college in Miami and going to the health center for something. And they had a basket of condoms. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
Now you walk into the gay bar, you have a basket of condoms.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Which, I mean, I'm glad. Yeah, if you're going to do anything, be safe.
Yeah, I just saw a commercial the other day, a Trojan commercial, and it was like, let's go. Let's have some adventures. They just show a guy grabbing a condom, and then they show a girl grabbing the condom off of her nightstand. I was like, let's go. Wow, all right, we've come a long way, baby. Yeah,
times have changed in 25, 30 years. I like it.
Because, you know, eggs. When those eggs are dropping, you better have condoms
on hand.
I thought you were going to say you better come knock here. all right, so I think that's a good time too.
I don't know, you guys. This wasn't our strongest one. They can't all be winners. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, we got 13 minutes out of that.
If you got this far, thank you.
I feel like this episode is kind of like a bit of a cult classic.
Really?
Like, you love to hate it kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure there are people who are sticking around.
All right. You told me every episode going forward is amazing. So.
I don't know that
no,
I...
No.
I don't think
no,
I...
No, no.
After the last episode, you guys remember, he said it, and I said, everybody remember.
I said the Sean word amazing. Said... I said amazing.
All right.
I don't know that I said amazing.
I guess amazing could go either way, huh? Amazingly bad.
So we get a voiceover.
Giles with the voiceover.
And then we're in the mall.
We're at the mall, and they're walking around, and I spotted at first the Ally McBeal advertisement billboard behind them, and I was like, oh, okay, 90s. Buffy enjoys her shopping.
Before that, did you happen to notice the cowboy on the escalator?
No, that comes after this.
No. It's right.
Well, then, no.
It was voiceover, then mall.
Then no, I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it was one of the two... Gorge Brothers.
Oh.
And then it went up to Buffy shopping.
I did not. Okay. All right.
I probably saw it because I knew.
Because you knew.
Yeah.
The stores are closing, but Joyce still needs to order flyers for the opening.
Yeah.
At the mall. At the printer at the mall. There's a Sir Speedy at the mall, apparently.
Sir Speedy.
And a tailor.
Yes.
And all this. I'm going to take you on a little journey of the mind with me right now. Okay. Because then... She said Joyce sends Buffy off to the tailor. Buffy's on the escalator. Mm-hmm. And this is my thought process. She looks and she sees the girl with the cowboy mm-hmm. on the escalator.
Right.
And then she looks over to the other escalator and she sees another girl. And I said, oh my God, it's a clone. She sees a clone. And then she goes chasing after. And I was like, but how does she know which one to chase after? They were like well into the darkened arcade before I realized, oh no, it was a reflection. I had a whole plot line going on in my head where this episode was going to be about like twins or clones or something.
Doppelgangers.
Yeah, something.
All right. Interesting.
I was way off. But, you know, it could happen.
Oh, absolutely.
And it might happen in another episode. I don't know. But, yeah. Okay. So, anyway, Buffy follows the cowboy and this girl past the payphones into this darkened arcade.
So, I did see the payphones. I did know that. I was like, oh, payphones.
Yeah.
It's like, is the arcade open?
So here's my question to you, right? Because Joyce says, oh, the stores are all closing. So that makes me think the mall is closing. So, okay, the arcade is closing. But there's pinball machines. There's still noise, arcade game noise going on in that arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was odd. Like, is it a storage room with the pinball machine? No, it's definitely an arcade.
Maybe it was closed. Why would it be closed if there's other stuff happening in the mall? Because later on, Buffy meets Joyce in the food court, and that's still open. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Did your mall have an arcade?
Yes. Up through when I moved to Gainesville. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. But I was there for the arcade days, yes.
Mine did too.
Yeah. Good Nowadays, times. Arcades are, there's still arcades around, but they're all like win ticket machines. You know, yeah. I took my niece and nephew and it wasn't really video games. It was luck games where you get tickets and go trade them in for prizes.
And I noticed there's a lot of local places that are called arcade, but they're really gambling places around here.
I've seen a lot of those recently too.
Yeah. I don't know. These
places open. That's not legal, right?
I'm guessing there must be some kind of way around it. Yeah, because they're popping up.
Yeah, they're all called arcades.
Excuse me.
And they all have darkened windows.
Yes.
Right next to the massage parlors with the darkened windows, where you're going to play your luck there, too. The odds are bad in either place. Yep. Okay. So Buffy goes into the arcade, and then we find out that Cowboy is a vampire. And she fights him, but he runs away.
Yeah. And we find out his name, Lyle Gorch.
Lyle Gorch.
And he calls her Sugar Lips.
And he has a horrible accent. This show and the accents.
One other thing about the mall, when Buffy and Joyce are talking, I saw a Skechers store behind them. Yeah. And that store was the first time I had ever heard Save Ferris, which, as you know, is my favorite band.
Yes.
So, whenever I see a Skechers store.
It makes you think of that?
I do, yeah.
I like Skechers. Yeah. I've owned a lot of Skechers in my time.
I definitely wore a lot of, like, their black dress shoes in my 20s.
Oh, yeah?
Those are my clubbing shoes.
Okay. I'm all about Skechers sneakers, and I think I have some... My winter shoes, my lace-up shoes, are big old Skechers. S-kickers.
Mm.
I like them.
So we're off to the food court.
Yep, gonna have some food court food. What's your favorite food court food?
Good question. Nice. As like a teen, I enjoyed Sbarro. Mm. Yeah, the Italian, that's really not Italian. Mm-hmm. I would say now I would probably go for like the Asian, like the bourbon chicken that they're always getting samples of. Yeah. How about you?
So in my day, the mall, it was even before, I remember when Chick-fil-A just opened. Mm. And my mom and I tried the Chick-fil-A, and we really liked it. But, yeah, I think I was mostly either the Asian, because they had the best portions, or Taco Bell, I think, was... it might have been Taco Viva at that time, but tacos. I don't think I really did Sbarro's. I don't know why. And Orange Julius, I think I did a little bit, because I had a friend that worked in Orange Julius. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was one in my mall in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Sbarro's was big in the Turnpike rest areas when I was growing up. So that's when I tried Sbarro's. But food court food. And then I have eaten my share of that bourbon chicken because my ex-husband loved it. He ate like 5 things. That was his repertoire. And bourbon chicken was one of them. Nah. And I ate a lot of it.
There was a bakery in my mall in the 80s. And that was the first time I ever had chocolate croissant. And like every time I went to the mall, I would get one. Warm.
You know what I was thinking about recently? They used to get at the mall was the big cookie. Mm-hmm. The cookie cake. That was like a big thing in high school.
I think there's still one days. In the mall by you.
Great American Cookie Company.
Yeah. I think
there was one up in the mall by you up here. Okay. The side. Yeah. I had recently, maybe a couple of weeks ago, they had 2 little slices of the big cookie at Publix. I bought for me and Drew at home. It was pretty good. Not as fun as receiving a whole big cookie for your birthday, though.
Yes.
You know, when you're 17 and can eat the whole thing.
You know, it also is not fun.
Tell me.
When your mom is disappointed at you in the food court.
Oh, she needs Buffy to be more responsible.
Yep. She was not happy.
I feel so bad for Buffy living this dual existence and just getting crap from her mom all the time. And it's like, I just want to shake her and tell her.
So you feel bad for her forming a bond. Interesting.
Let's move on.
Leah Joyce is not happy.
Yeah. All right. Then we get the opening credits. And then we get Xander and Cordelia making out in some closet somewhere. That's like their spot.
Yep.
That's their spot.
You ever make out in the closet?
No.
No.
You?
It was called a garbage room at NYU.
They're very romantic.
At NYU. I think it's like, it wasn't like garbage, but like people put bags in there.
Bags of garbage?
It was empty when I was in there, but yes.
Yes. I think we had one of those rooms too. Yeah. There was a big garbage chute and you would go in there and put your stuff down the chute. That's sweet.
It's a fond memory.
Yep. So they're in the closet making out.
But still disgusted with each other.
It's still disgusted with each other. They have this raw animal attraction. And then we're in the sex ed class with Mr. Whitmore.
Yep.
Willow just always has this perpetual look of being mortified.
She does.
And I have some pictures I'm going to share of the background actors in this scene of the class. And the one guy that's behind Cordelia, he shows up a lot this episode. There are some good background actor going on in this episode. This guy shows up in a lot of scenes, but they have funny faces that I'll send you those. You can post them on the socials,
please.
Xander and Cordelia are indirectly bickering.
Yeah, sparring, and Cordelia mentions the Hoover technique. Yes. So I guess he's a face sucker. Not good. I do like
that. Time to work on it.
I like what she said. I have a friend, not me. Yeah. And then they're told something that I used to hate in high school. Please choose a partner.
Pairing up all the way through college. Not just high school. That's the worst thing you want to hear. I just want to go to class. Get me something to read. I'll write the paper if you want. Do not make me interact with people. There's so much pressure.
The panic. The immediate panic. Before, and looking around, who do I know? Who do I like?
Before there was so much attention given to social anxiety and different things like this.
Yep.
Oh, awful. I know.
Panic. Frantic to make any eye contact. Like, me? You want me? Us? Yeah? Can we do it? Yeah.
Oh.
No.
No, thank you.
But pairs are formed.
Yes.
And they get...
Egg babies.
And we know some probably is going to happen and it's bad because it's a science class or a science adjacent class.
It's a science lab.
Well, they're in a lab, but it's science based. So bad things are going to happen.
Science is bad. I'm kidding. Sean's giving me a look. I'm kidding, Sean. It's okay.
And they go off to the library. Buffy missed class.
Yes.
No reason why. She just didn't want to go.
She didn't want to go. She took a free. Her hair is looking very styled and poofy in this episode.
Yes, I know.
And her outfit, like she's going to go to the office or something. She's wearing very formal slacks and a very nice long sleeve shirt top.
She's put together.
Yeah, very strange.
And then Willow gives her the egg and it was just the inflection in which she said, she's like, no, it's your baby. It was a little odd. I was like,
And then Xander says, you've got to raise the egg and teach it Christian values, which I said, separation of church and state is very important, Xander. And Willow says, but my egg is Jewish. And he says, then teach it that dreidel song. And Buffy says that she can't raise this egg. She killed her gigapet. Did you have a gigapet?
I did not. I was a little too old for that.
Tamagotchi?
Too old for that. No. That's like, I'm millennial adjacent, but not a millennial. That was more millennial, right?
Oh. Yeah. And then we find out that the cowboy, Lyle Gorch, has a brother whose name is Tector.
Tector. I've never heard of Tector before.
Tector. Tector Gorch. Yes. And they're from Abilene, Texas. Yeehaw!
And Giles comes out of the cage, the book cage. Why do you love eggs? I almost posted that one for the Easter Instagram post.
This is where you got that
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
And then off to the cemetery.
Yep.
Smooching.
They're supposed to be on patrol. They're supposed to be looking for the Gorge Brothers. They're not.
No, Angel's patrolling inside Buffy's mouth.
Yes. And the Gorge Brothers are watching from a tree.
And that's really all we need to know about that scene.
That's all. And they know Angelus.
Yep.
Angelus. Angelus?
Angelus.
Hansel.
Okay. Buffy's in bed and she's got an egg diary.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have this for our egg baby project.
Gotta make your notes. Gotta record its developmental milestones.
And she's actually doing it. Like, she's looking at the egg. Check.
Burped.
Did you actually go home and pretend to feed that egg baby? And pretend to burp it? Wow. And she calls it Eggbert.
Eggbert.
And now there's creepy music to let you know that something is going on. This is a very important scene.
Mm-hmm. We got the stuffed cow.
You've got the little puppet egg. It's a special effects.
Yeah, I wrote that. Egg hatching and a Q-tip emerges. Because that's what it originally looked like, but it's small. Yes.
It also looked like a really awesome Dr. Pimple Popper video.
Oh, yuck.
And the tentacle goes in her ear, Sean.
We've talked about this, I think, just like one or two episodes ago. I don't like things going in the ear.
I thought it was getting to see.
I absolutely am. Did you see our clock radio?
Yes.
And then I don't like those types of clock radio with the buzzer.
Everybody had those clock
radios. I know they did, but the buzzer? That's just evil. I would always wake up to the radio, not the buzzing, because that's just evil.
Did I ever tell you about my boyfriend that... Everybody in his family had this sleeping disorder where they just slept so hard, you couldn't wake them up.
Oh,
once they went to sleep, it was like, I don't know, we went to a conference about it. They were studied by this doctor. I don't, anyway, he had an alarm clock for deaf people.
Also a flashlight.
It was a flashlight. It was a horrible, horrible loud alarm, plus a flashlight that would blink, plus this bed shaker that you were supposed to put under your pillow, but that wouldn't wake him up. He had to tie it around the metal bed frame so it rattled against the bed frame. So, of course, me, with none of these problems, I would wake up 3 minutes before any of this was going to happen instinctively because it was the worst way to wake up. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sore. Oh, wow.
I know. Dwayne Gamboa. He knows. Anyway, okay, so then we're back to the brothers. They're in an alleyway, I guess, or in a tunnel or something during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Tector wants to stay somewhere nice with an ass machine.
I've seen that movie.
An ass, because you've seen that movie. And then in that same scene, Lyle says, "Giddy up, son!
Yep.
Yippee-ki-yay, mate!" Horrible. I can't even do the accent as horribly as they do. I guess it's a testament to their skill at bad accents.
Yeah.
As to how poorly they perform.
How bad an ass machine. And then, speaking of Buffy's alarm, it goes off.
Yes.
And the egg is whole.
It looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes down to the kitchen.
Yep.
With Joyce, although my notes say Lois. Apparently that's a typo.
And Joyce is offering her some motherly advice for her egg.
Mm-hmm. Buffy has an attitude.
Yeah, she doesn't want that. And, well, she should! Who's going to take motherly advice from Joyce? Worst mother ever. She picks up the egg, and there's something on the counter underneath the egg. Did you notice that? I didn't know if that was important to the episode, but when she picked it up, there was like a little...
Oh, I didn't notice that. Oh, that probably is important because she's covered with that at the end.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Okay, so...
Library. Xander dropped his egg.
Yes.
But it's okay because he hard-boiled it.
Doesn't matter, he hard-boiled it.
He's smart.
Buffy and Willow are sluggish, but Xander seems fine.
It's a good word to describe how they were sluggish.
So yeah. That's what Giles said. He looks sluggish.
That's true.
There's an egg puppet in the bookshelf. Little wiggly egg puppet. Cordelia comes in. She presumes Mr. Whitmore is dead. As she should, because this is Sunnydale.
And if somebody doesn't show up for work,
they're dead.
So they did check some closets.
Yeah, they're going to go check the closets. And Ed Willow says, have you noticed the weirdness of them? And Buffy says, they are weird. They are.
Then back to the cemetery for some more smooches.
More making out. Yeah. Again, more. No, and they're not supposed to be working. And then they start having the having kids talk. Mm-hmm. What does our future hold?
She doesn't care. All she wants is Sam.
But she says she figures there's things vampires can't do, like work for the telephone company. What? Why couldn't he work for the telephone company? I mean, I understand why they couldn't volunteer for the Red Cross. That was the other thing she said. Right. But why couldn't he work for the telephone company?
Maybe they're only open during the day. I'm stretching.
All right, you are. Yeah. Okay. So all she wants is him, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Short-sighted, Buffy. Short-sighted. Sunnydale security guard, who we've never seen security guards anywhere. And if there are security guards in this school, they suck.
They are horrible. They're horrible. Maybe Snyder just brought them on.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
He will be back.
I think he's dead.
No, he's not. I promise you, he's not. Right. He will be back.
All right.
But yeah, I was thinking that in the shower today, before I watched these two.
I know that you're thinking about Principal Snyder in the shower.
No, it's popped into my head. Like, he really has not been in a lot of episodes lately.
I wonder if
lately.
He's filming Star Trek or something.
Probably.
They're concurrent, right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we've seen him since Halloween.
No?
And that was like 5-6 episodes.
What? Wait, no, we saw him. Didn't we see him at Career Day?
Oh, you're right. What's my life part?
But still, I don't know. He's nowhere to be seen. Anyway, security guard, worst job ever, is checking out the basement.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello? Oh, the lights don't work. And then he's in the high voltage boiler and storage room, pushing aside the boxes, and he finds a tunnel, of course. Mm-hmm. And zombie Mr. Whitmore. And then we change to the Egbert puppet is wriggling around and Buffy notices it. Mm-hmm. And then I stole him, it's a face hugger.
That's what I wrote.
It's a face hugger. It was definitely modeled after face hugger.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. She grabs an iron.
Yeah, she grabs the iron.
Scurrying around, freaking me out.
And then I don't know, would you like, I mean, I guess I'm not the slayer, but on like classic mistake, you're gonna actually pull up the blankets, look under the bed, stick your face right there under the bed
for it to hug.
Come on,
gross.
No, but then she gets him with the scissors.
Yep, stabbed.
She really gets him.
She calls Willow,
and Willow says her egg is fine, it's in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's tough for me because I've seen this one already, so I know what's going on.
Yeah.
When you were watching that scene, did you think Willow was off?
No.
Okay.
No, but I did think it was weird that Buffy's like, sorry, I woke you up. And Willow's like in a fully lit room and is wearing clothes. Yeah. I'm like, what?
And she hangs up and there's you see the egg?
The egg is already hatched.
It's purplish on the inside, open, you know.
Yep.
And then Joyce pretends to be a mom.
She's checking in on Buffy. I was like, and she's like, where do you think you're going? And I'm like, Joyce, you're so freaking clueless. She's not going anywhere. She's already been. You didn't even know she wasn't there.
Then there would have flown in my house. My mom would have noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know if I ever snuck into my house.
Long.
Did you ever sneak back in?
No. I mean, I came in late, but no, I never even attempted because someone would have heard.
Yeah.
Just the way my house was laid out, somebody would have heard.
Yeah. I think we had an alarm in our house when I was in high school and going out. So they would have heard the chirping of the alarm when I came in the front door. So there was no good by that. But yeah, I don't think I ever snuck in.
Right.
Or out.
Yeah. No. I'm not. Nope.
We were good kids.
We were.
We had much better parents than Joyce, though.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, she comes down hard on her. Yeah, you are grounded.
For the rest of your natural life. I was like, all right, no, you need to set like reasonable boundaries, Joyce.
I mean, all that happened was she was dressed. She was wearing clothes. Yeah. That's not the rest of your life.
Yep.
And she's driving her to school, go to the library at 2:33, study until 5:30.
It's a lot of studying.
That is. And especially after school. I mean, my library wasn't open after one school ended.
Oh, well, we see a sign later that says the library is open until 8 p.m.
Weird. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on there?
I don't know. All right. And then she meets up with Cordelia, who's wearing a bear backpack. And she goes on a big explanation about why she's got this bear backpack. And Buffy says, okay, soliloquy girl.
Yes.
This is going on the list, soliloquy girl. But her egg is okay, she says. And then she goes, she leaves and says, Shanice, is that your real hair?
Yes.
Oh, Cordelia.
Xander is eating what I could assume is a bad protein bar, because he commented it was cardboard.
And then he just throws it on the ground, package and all.
Gross.
Environmentally unconscious.
Litterbug. Tangent.
Give a hoot, don't pollute, Xander.
In college, my freshman year, we were in big lecture hall, and I had some snacks.
Yeah.
And granola bars.
Yeah.
And I ate it, and I just dropped the wrapper next to me. I know. I don't do things like that anymore.
Like you're in a movie theater or something?
Basically, yeah. And it was like a granola bar and something else.
Yeah.
And I left. And I get up to go, and as I'm walking out, this girl walks up to me. She goes, here, and just drops it on me.
Good for her.
Yeah. I'm a litter anymore.
You were saying that as if she was being a B-I-T-C-H.
I mean, she was being pretty nasty about it. I'm not saying it wasn't warranted, but
you dropped this.
Yes, exactly. That would have been fine.
Okay. She's in the right, Sean.
No. I shouldn't have done that. I agree.
So then he's going to eat the hard-boiled egg he's been carrying around in his pocket for 3 days.
Yeah, it adds flavor. he cracks it the same way I do. A little taps and then a roll.
A roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he opens it up. And
it's a full-on embryo in there.
Yeah. Nasty.
That was pretty nasty.
Then they're off to our favorite place, the Science Lab.
Where they're going
to
dissect that egg monster.
I see your guy and raise you on you.
And then Xander says, capiche? And Cordelia says, capiche? What are you, a world traveler now?
They're pretty funny together.
And then some crawling out of the eye.
Nobody has thought to check the egg in Cordelia's bag yet.
And there's something tentacle coming out of the eye of the teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Like the eye of the tiger.
I didn't see the twist coming either, that they knock out Buffy and Xander and Cordelia is already possessed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming.
By the Bezoar.
Is there something similar in Harry Potter? No, it's a Beazle.
So I have heard of the Bezoar before, yeah. Not in this context. It's like a, how we could get like gallstones.
Yeah.
Animals could develop a stone that's like hair.
Yes.
And it's supposed to, like in like the Middle Ages, supposed to be like a cure for poisons.
Yes.
So
that's the Harry Potter thing, is the cure for poisons.
Oh, then yes, you were right. It's not a Beazle.
Yeah, I don't think they call it a Bezoar, though. I don't know. Does anybody know? We'll have to look that up. Okay. So now we find out there's actually quite a few people that are possessed by the egg monster.
Mm-hmm. All picking up scary tools.
I said they're going to the weapons closet. The Sunnydale High School weapons closet.
You know, maybe that's the horticulture club. Remember the girl from who stabs with a hoe or something?
Yeah.
That's all the all the horticultural tools.
All right, maybe.
All right, a question for you. Who was it, because we see the cave, who was it that was sitting right by the entrance? Is it the teacher?
It's the teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not sure.
Yeah.
I made a note to ask.
Yep, that's it. All right, so Buffy is here to pick up... Oh, no, Joyce is here to pick up Buffy at 5:30.
In the library.
And it's already dark.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I said the library sign says the hours of the library are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It also says there's a website coming and the bus brats talk.
You picked up a lot of details.
Bus brats talk.
Yeah, the bus brats talk.
What do you think that is?
Full club.
the club is the bus brats?
Yeah.
And they're going to just get together and have a talk?
Yeah, they're just going
to... I thought it was a talk about bus breaths. Bus breaths and what to do about them.
It's like a little poetry slam.
Bus breaths. Maybe it's about bratwursts.
Ooh. Maybe they really like the German food.
Maybe.
And they take a bus to the restaurant to get there.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think the bus breaths talk is about? Email us at thesunnydalediaries@gmail.com. And then Giles comes out of the cage and Joyce is confiding in him about stuff and tells him that she thinks Buffy is a burden. Mm-hmm. Kids are a burden. Worst mother ever. I don't want to say they're a burden, but they're a burden. Is what she says. Okay. And then Giles opens the drawer. There's a little facehugger in there.
It's wriggling.
He just takes it out and puts it up Joyce.
And her scream. I watched her scream about 5 times. Oh, I kept rewinding it.
Oh. All right. And so then everybody's to the tunnel.
I thought it was interesting because they look off. But they're not, like, walking like a zombie. Like, they're not shuffling. But you can tell something isn't right.
They're in a trance or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not like they look possessed or anything.
Yeah. But it's like, they're all going to the tunnel. Okay. So then Buffy and Xander wake up in the closet. And there's 2 eggs in there with them. Mm-hmm. Now, why the 2 eggs didn't get them while they were unconscious, I don't know. Why they waited.
My thinking was, Buffy with her enhanced healing woke up from the unconsciousness a little bit quicker than usual, so they didn't have time to hatch.
Oh, okay.
That's my theory.
All right.
And then she just slaps Xander around.
I'll go with it. Okay, well, I'll go with that, sure.
Last time Cordy dragged me in here was a lot nicer. And then they're talking about, what was it called? A bozo.
A bozo. The Bezoar. And they're going to look it up in the book that just happens to be open there, thankfully, so we can find out. And then we all go, back to the Egg Zombie Parade into the tunnel.
Egg Zombie Parade. Oh, that's going to be the title.
Egg Zombie Parade. Into the basement room where they're digging through the cement.
Mm-hmm.
Harvesting eggs. Oh, we see the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the least imposing monster. Like, they built that monster on the cheap for sure.
Yes. It's got an eye.
Just some foam. Rubber.
Some slime.
With some slime on top.
And an eye.
Did
you happen to see Willow with the sledgehammer, like, barely tapping? No. Like I mean, it wasn't
like
even...
acting.
So bad.
No, I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. I did like Xander's pratfall when they're following the possessed kid into the tunnel, because he goes, careful, and he trips.
Yes. Did you notice who the possessed kid was?
The kid that was behind Cordelia in sex ed class.
Oh,
that's the kid.
It's Jonathan.
Oh, it is the Jonathan?
Yes. Okay, I didn't see him there, but yes,
Jonathan,
it's Jonathan.
Is all over in this episode. Yes. He shows up in every scene.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yep, we find out that the Bezoar's offspring controlled their host with neural clamping.
Sounds like a sex thing. Doesn't it?
Yes.
Does. They're in the U4 channel.
Neural clamping.
That neural clamping.
And the Gorches are in the egg room.
Yeah, and they're like they kind of team up with Buffy for a second.
Mm-hmm. Xander knocks out Cordy.
Yeah,
because I mean she was going after him. So
okay, she was, and then he goes, "I'm gonna kill you," and he goes, "She hits him." He goes, "That's my bump."
Well, yeah, because he got slammed by her or Willow in the science lab.
That's my bump.
Yeah, because he had a bump on his head.
Okay, all right. You're supposed to know I'm in the bump.
Because we watched
him. Funny thing to yell.
Because we watched him get bumped.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, that was a very action-packed scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of motion.
I'm sure somebody described that on IMDb as a very exciting fight scene.
Probably.
Yeah. The mama monster takes out Tector.
Mm-hmm. He's gone.
And then Joyce is going to take out Buffy with pickaxe.
She'd come right at her.
She really was. Worst mother ever. And then Buffy gets dragged down with the mama monster. And Buffy takes out the mama monster. And all the zombies pass out.
And then Buffy appears. Looks like she just changed the oil in her car.
Yes. Yeah, Lyle is confused and he leaves.
Everyone's confused.
I wonder if he's gonna come back.
Mm.
He's out there. These loose ends.
You want to hear more of that accent?
Yeah, I do. Bring on all the horrible accents. I'm sure there's plenty more in this show.
I did see at one point in one scene where they were fighting, and I'm sure it was a stunt double. But like he falls, the cowboy hat comes off, but he caught it and put it on as he was moving.
Oh, all right.
To move.
Okay.
So yeah, everybody's confused.
They're all confused, and then Giles says it was a gas leak.
Everybody again,
says it's a gas leak.
Lots of gas leaks.
Lots of gas leaks in this. This school, I'm telling you, should be shut down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it ends with Buffy and Angel making out.
But before that...
Oh! What?
Sorry, one little thing.
Go.
Joyce to Buffy. Young lady, you have to learn some responsibility.
This is where I felt bad for Buffy. I was like, Buffy, just tell her. Although she did say...
Yes, at the beginning.
Right, at the beginning, like fighting vampires. Poor Buffy.
Yeah.
And now she's just going to stay in her room.
More smooching out the window.
Yeah. I thought that I did say when she said, you're just going to stay in your room. And she said, I'll stay in my room. And then the camera angle made it look like. And she just leaves her room. She was sitting in the window.
Yep. All right. How many stakes did you give this one?
This one was just okay for me. I am going to say 275.
Okay. I'm going with 3.
Okay. My favorite lines, when they were talking about teaching the egg Christian values, mm-hmm. and the fact that Willow's egg is Jewish, thought that was kind of good. And then the capiche, what are you, a world traveler now? That made me laugh.
For me, it was, I see your yeah, and raise you on yeah.
I totally missed that.
How did, oh, it's so funny.
I know, I don't know. I'm not perfect, Sean.
No.
I can't catch them all, you know.
All right,
like Pokemon. I was
going
to say, Pokemon girl.
All right, Ash. Anything else about
no,
bad eggs?
I have nothing else to say about this episode.
Okay. You want to fill them in on the diorama contest?
I sure do, buckaroo. Don't forget, you guys, about the Sunnydale Shoebox Spectacular Season 1 and 2 Diorama Derby. This is your chance to impress us. And there are prizes involved. We picked up part of the prize this past weekend.
We did.
I'm very excited about it. So this is the contest where you submit to us pictures of a shoebox diorama that you create all by yourself. And you need to send it to us by the end of May.
Yep, send a photo.
Right, send a photo by the end of May. There aren't that many rules. It just needs to be a shoebox. Needs to be a scene from Buffy from season 1 or 2. No spoilers allowed for Melanie. And we will announce the winner by
mid-June.
And like we said, there is prize involved, and I'm very excited about it. You have anything else you want to say about the Diorama Derby?
Just if you want to read everything that Melanie just said, if you go to our website, thesunnydalediaries.com. And click up the hamburger menu on top. There is a link for the diorama contest.
I think we should put something on the socials, like a little post as well.
I do need to do that.
Yes. Sean, speaking of the socials, why don't you tell them about our socials?
Sure. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube. And we actually posted our first video on YouTube, not just like an audio podcast, but a video. So if you're curious what we look like... check it out.
What kind of snacks we like.
Exactly. You can check it out there. We have a Discord server, and if you need a invite to that, you can go to our website, thesunnydalediaries.com, and there's a link to get an invite to the Discord server.
I do have to say that I went on the Discord server for the first time in quite a while, and I had 20-something posts to read. I was very excited about it.
Yeah, we have some good conversations going.
Baby, yeah. I love it.
Melanie and I met someone over the weekend who was an extra on a few episodes of Buffy.
I know. That's very exciting.
Yeah. We may have to interview
her.
We
didn't know that. We met her.
No, it was just a random thing.
I know.
Maybe we'll do a special episode where we interview her on
her
experience.
Yes. All right. We should do that.
Okay. I think that's everything for this one.
I think so, too.
We will see you next time for Season 2.
Episode 13. Surprise!
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.